Hey friend, welcome to another episode of Making Dough Show, where we love talking about making dough and the restaurant business. Today, I get to talk to you about three key elements of a successful restaurant business. Last week, we talked about why you need a restaurant business plan. I'll have the link down below to that show. And then also, there's a little template I'll have down there for you that kind of goes over. It's free. It's a PDF you can download just to make sure you include everything you need to include in a restaurant business plan. Obviously, this is key and very important if you looking into seeking outside investors or outside financing. You need to have a restaurant business plan. It's good for that and it's good for you. Even if you are not going to get funding from outside, I strongly recommend you make that restaurant business plan. And as I mentioned, this is going to be the first of many different business plans and that you're going to come up with and create as a business owner. We create annual business plans. We create quarterly, monthly, all the things, different kinds of plans we create. And I love making plans because it is fun. It's not that stressful to make a plan compared to all the shenanigans you got to deal with as a restaurant owner. Thank you. So the first thing I wanted to talk about, again, key elements of a restaurant business plan. Download that PDF I'm going to have down there below, but I want to go over the three key elements and I want to tell you why those are so important and what to look. First one is market analysis and concept clarity. This is very, very important. You got to have a compelling restaurant concept. Here's what happens. Nobody actually need a new pizzeria in their neighborhood, at least where we live. We live in the great state of Texas. There are so many restaurants. No one needs another Mexican restaurant. No one needs another burger joint. There is between franchise and local. We have of everything where we live. So no one needs another of whatever, fill in the blank, your restaurant. So if you don't have a compelling offer that your restaurant, you know, has a unique product offering or a unique experience that you provide, it's going to be hard for you to start with a bang, at least in the beginning. People need to know, you know what, I always, for example, for us, right? We're a local pizzeria. For me to be like somebody who's been going to Domino's for the last 10 years, to get them to stop their ways and their traditions that they always got blah, blah, blah pizza at Domino's or Marco's or Papa John's, whatever that pizza is, they're Supreme or they're whatever, for them to come and do business with us. We're a local pizzeria. You know how hard that is? It's obviously possible and you can do it, but you got to have a compelling concept and you know who you exactly serve. The demographic is going to be really important as well. So for us, we appeal to more families with young children. That's a demographic we serve. That's why we have a train table in our restaurants, for instance, right? Because we're trying to appeal to that demographic. So maybe that's your concept, that you appeal to a specific demographic. And that's just really important. So you need to have a well-defined concept that aligns with who you want to serve. And that's very important. That's the most important thing, part of that you open in a restaurant. It's not like you have two recipes and you randomly want to open a cupcake shop and you think you're going to, you know, go against, say, Nothing Bun Cakes, right? They also use butter and sugar. They have a good product. So for you to stand out, you need to have a very good concept and clarity of that concept and how you're going to market. The second key element of a restaurant business plan, of course, is a detailed financial projection. This one, yes, you may make some stuff up to a point because you don't exactly know, but it's just really important for you to have a general idea of what your sales are going to be. You know, what is your cash flow estimate? What's going to be your projected income? What's going to be your break even? I do have a very thorough break even calculation that's just very simple to do based on your fixed cost of your rent to know how much money you need to be making sales wise to keep 10% profit. You can check out that video I'll have down below as well for you. These numbers are very, very important and we can go on in depth how we calculate them, but ultimately all our industry, right? We have standards. We have a standards of labor. It's like 30% of sales. We have standards for food costs. It's maybe 30% of sales. These are just different cuisines are a little different, of course. If you're a steakhouse place, maybe your food cost is much higher because you buy premium meat, but you need to know some of those standards to be able to create an educated financial projection based off the sales that you think you're going to create. Last but certainly not least, you need to have a solid marketing and growth strategy that's outlined in your restaurant business plan. In fact, we are so obsessed with this because I do think for us, and that's been one of the ways we've been successful in our journey as restaurant owners, is that as soon as we sign papers on any restaurant, even if it's a shell, we have, you know, 90 days to build it, or as we take over a space, either way, after a lease, we have 90 days before rent is going to hit. We always have a pre-launch restaurant marketing strategy. It is a solid plan. focus on 2 to 3 things and I go really deep into them. If you are interested in learning more because you actually are serious because you're opening a restaurant and you're looking into having a business plan, you need to have a marketing plan within your business plan that's going to, I don't want to say guarantee because there's no guarantees in life, but it's going to really help with the odds of success you have when you open your restaurant. Check that resource and I have in the description for you to create your own pre-launch marketing strategy. You cannot just wing it. If you do not know how to use Facebook ads and email marketing strategically, lead generation, and you think all that is complicated, I tell you, these are not complicated. I have, again, a workshop for you that you can check out. And it's necessary. In fact, it's absolutely critical for your success in our business. And I know it'll help. Check out the link below for more. All right. I hope this was helpful. The key elements of a solid restaurant business plan. Let me know your thoughts. Do you have a restaurant business plan? What is key important elements of your business plan that you think that has really helped you throughout the years? Would love to hear your thoughts. Comment down below. If you have not subscribed yet, be sure to do so. And with that, let's get back to work, people. Time to make some dough. Bye-bye.